get up is up to you. Delight Grown-Ups Family Cereal. Your day, your way.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Zambia airlifts 20-ton consignment of essential medicines to Botswana and amid health emergency. Government restores traffic flow on Great East Road after flood damage. In global news, war-torn Myanmar voting in widely criticized sham election. Good afternoon, welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Government says it has facilitated the provision of a consignment of essential medicines to the Republic of Botswana, which is currently experiencing a public health emergency due to critical shortage of medicines. Botswana's medicine shortages have arisen from a combination of economic and systemic factors, challenges which have led to stockouts of medicines for conditions such as HIV, cancer and diabetes, necessitating urgent intervention. Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer Georgia Chimombo says in response and in keeping with regional cooperation and public health solidarity, Zambia released a 20-ton consignment of essential medicines to support Botswana's immediate needs. Ms. Chimombo adds that the medicines were airlifted from Zambia aboard a Botswana Defense Force BDF C-130 aircraft and received at Seretse Khama International Airport by officials from Botswana's Ministry of Health. In a statement, Ms. Chimombo says the consignment has since been handed over to Botswana's central medical stores for distribution to health facilities. She has assured that this intervention has not compromised the availability of medicines in Zambia, as the release of the medicines followed a careful assessment of national stock levels to ensure that the health needs of Zambians continue to be fully met. Government has opened the detour to ease traffic on the Great East Road following the washing away of culverts at Kakumba area in Rufunsa district after a heavy downpour on Thursday. Road Development Agency Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Mloa has confirmed that the diversion was opened for traffic at around 0330 hours today after a team of engineers from the Zambia National Service and the RDA completed the placement of temporary culverts to stabilize the route. Mr. Mloa says engineers on site are now concentrating on installing a permanent bridge at Kakumba to replace the failed structure and prevent future washaways, with preparatory and installation activities ongoing. He says in the interim, a temporary detour and traffic management measure has been put in place to protect road users and maintain a steady flow of vehicles along the corridor, which is about 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout. Meanwhile, Mr. Mloa says installation works on an acro bridge across the washed away section have significantly advanced and is expected to be completed at 18 hours today to provide a temporary but safe crossing for road users. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has disclosed that approximately 1.3 million citizens have been enrolled onto the Integrated National Registration Information System, INRIS ID module, while over 500,000 births and deaths have been registered to date. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer, Mwala Kalaluka, says with support from cooperating partners, the ministry is implementing end-to-end automation of birth and death notifications through the InRIS application programming interface API manager, ensuring real-time updates to population records. In a statement, Mr. Kalaluka emphasizes that these reforms enhance the reliability of identity data used for travel document issuance and migration monitoring. And to address visa overstay risks linked to incomplete or outdated records, Mr. Kalaluka says government is strengthening inter-system linkages, highlighting that in partnership with UNICEF, birth registration coverage is being expanded through nationwide sensitization, ensuring early and unique identification of citizens. He adds that in collaboration with the CDC Foundation, death notifications are being automated through integration between INRIS and the Smart Care Pro system under the Ministry of Health.
Under new Dawn administration, civil registration and identity management reforms have been significantly accelerated and aligned to international best practice. Government has prioritized the digitization of identity records, integration of core population and migration databases, and the automation of vital event notification to support accurate identity verification. Today, therefore, approximately 1.3 million citizens have been enrolled onto the INRIS ID module, while over 500,000 births and deaths have been registered. With support from cooperating partners, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Social Security is implementing end-to-end automation of birth and death notifications through the INRIS API manager, ensuring real-time updates to population records. These reforms enhance the reliability of identity use for travel document issuance and migration monitoring.
In more news, the opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, says it is clear that no single opposition party in the country has the numbers to unseat President Hakainde Hichilema ahead of the 2026 polls, and worrying that alliances that have been formed are not focused on the interests of the people, but unseating President Hichilema. DPP President Antonio Mwanza says this situation is coupled by political parties being fragmented and without clear approach to offer solutions to challenges the Zambians may be facing. He warns that fragmentation and short-term electoral pacts have repeatedly undermined the opposition's ability to present a credible national alternative. According to Mr. Mwanza, the principal weaknesses afflicting recent alliance building are poor internal discipline, competing personal ambitions, and the absence of transparent, enforceable arrangements for leadership and decision-making. He is therefore calling for any coalition effort to be anchored in a people-centered economic agenda that delivers measurable outcomes on poverty reduction, job creation for youth and women, the cost of living, and demands that the opposition reconvene with a proper agenda.
While we support the idea of unity amongst the opposition political parties, we firmly believe that a meaningful alliance must speak directly to the lived realities of Zambians. It must clearly articulate how it will tackle poverty, reduce youth and women unemployment, and address the high cost of living. Any alliance that is meaningful to the Zambian people must present practical and measurable plans for creating millions of jobs, restoring national control over our economy, and ensuring that Zambia's natural resources such as copper, gold, mukula, and sugilite are managed for the primary benefit of the Zambian people. Simply replacing one political party with another that has nothing new to offer to the Zambian people is a waste of national time and energy.
An unidentified woman has died while four pedestrians and two drivers have been seriously injured in a road accident that happened yesterday around 17 hours along 55 Road in the Garden House residential area in Lusaka West. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi confirms that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Hino Ranger, allegedly due to excessive speed, hit a speed hump and lost control of the vehicle. The truck swerved into the opposition lane where it collided with the oncoming Toyota Fun Cargo before hitting four pedestrians. Mr. Chilabi says the deceased woman sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the University Teaching Hospital, while both drivers, identified as 27-year-old and